Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Kimberly Llewellyn, capital L, small dub L, E-W-E-L-L-Y-N. Address is 3334 Ashley, Ashley Avenue, Oroville, California, 95966. Phone 530-961-2109. ID is XXXXXX5805. Date of birth 7/2/1995. Twenty-six-year-old, single, disabled. Woman, insurance is Medicare slash Anthem, Medi-Cal. Pharmacy is Costco. It's addressed to
Sorensen. And then they found out she had Medi-Cal, so they kicked her out.
Okay. Dr. Kevin Sorensen, D period, O period, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509, phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. There are carbon copies, too. Argyle Medical Group. Independent Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-899-2126, fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation slash reevaluation and continuity of care in treatment for chronic daily cephalgia with migraine headaches. Subparagraph, comorbid medical problems. Recurrent clinical symptoms of lymphangio, LEIO, myo, MYO, MATOSIS, with recurrent pulmonary hemorrhage, subparagraph, recent hospitalization admission for prolonged time with treatment, subparagraph, below that should say pleurisy, below that it should say recent findings of suspected abdominal lymphoma, subparagraph, clinical history of evaluation with recommendations for possible diagnostic biopsy at ENLO, subparagraph, further care declined with recommendations to continue care at Stanford University. healthcare professional colleagues, Kimberly Llewellyn was seen here previously referred by Dr. Brandon Stark. Subparagraph. When she turned 26, she lost her secondary private coverage and obtained insurance with Medi-Cal, but was apparently discharged both from Argyle Medical Group and Mangrove Medical Group, and is now seeking further primary care continuity that is primary care therapy, that is a management in continuity with her Stanford care and her pain management, for which we have provided suggestions and further referrals, possibly to Dove's Landing and the Invasive Pain Management Group in Oroville. New paragraph. Unfortunately, she has apparently lymphoma or recurrent lymphoma in the abdomen, for which she needs further follow-up and probable diagnostic biopsy, for which she will have to go to Stanford. New paragraph. She continues to have chronic daily cephalgia with recurrent and severe common migraine associated with nausea and vomiting, for which she has successfully used rizatriptan, 5 to 10 milligrams, and promethazine suppositories when necessary, which all have been refilled today. New paragraph. Her neurological examination otherwise appears to be within normal limits today. New paragraph. Previous diagnostic imaging showed some degenerative cervical disease without severity and a relatively normal MR imaging of the brain done approximately 10 years ago. New paragraph. Today she requested refills on her rizatriptan at 10 milligrams, which was more efficacious for her. New paragraph. We discussed new medication for treatment of migraine. I provided her with samples of Qulipta, Q-U-L-I-P-T-A, that she may try and contact us so that we can either refill the medicine or provide injectable therapy with Imovig or Emgality, E-M-G-A-L-I-T-Y. New paragraph. She will need additional support for pain management. We have suggested possibly a referral to Dr. Lippman or the pain management clinic in Oroville that may be more convenient to her since that's where she lives. New paragraph. I will see her back for MedCheck reevaluation in the process. New paragraph. We will obtain her records from Enlow Oncology. Dr. Sorensen at Mangrove, and her cancer center records as well for review. New paragraph. She will contact us should the Qulipta be successful as anticipated, and I will see her back shortly for further therapy such as subcutaneous injection prophylaxis. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report to whomever she selects as her ongoing care providers and sign respectfully with my professional signature.